The Gilgo Beach murders. Newsline took a closer live look at the case with Anna Garcia, the host of Odyssey's True Crime Daily, the podcast.
Take a listen to this excerpt from the podcast about Gilgo. Police say the suspected killer was living a double life, using burner phones to hook up with sex workers and escorts while his wife was away. Part of the evidence used to identify him, a discarded pizza box with the pizza inside.
Anna Garcia joining us live. I love that detail with the pizza inside, and important because that is where prosecutors say they were able to cull some DNA.
Absolutely. Hi, Bridget. Thank you for having me on.
Nice to have you.
Love to be able to talk about these cases. And this one is, you know, everyone is just fascinated by this case. And because it upsets all of us to think that a family man, what appeared to be a family man living among us, riding the Long Island Railroad every day into Manhattan to work, raising his kids, okay, in a dilapidated house that was kind of scary for the neighborhood, turns out to be the man police say is a serial killer. I mean, I think we're still coming to grips with this.
We are coming to grips with it, and I think we're still trying to come to grips with the fact that it took so long to allegedly solve some of the crimes, that these were women who were, well, somewhat marginalized. Maybe not enough attention was focused on them because of their profession.
I agree with you. I think that's part of the problem. They weren't a priority. And I also don't like, Bridget, the way the police call them the Gilgo Four. These are four women who were brutally murdered. Some have children. They all have parents and brothers and sisters and cousins. And I think to just continue to call them the Gilgo Four is disrespectful. And I think, you know, that sets the tone here. Like, is one life more valuable than another?
Right. So many lives lost here. And from your research into this, are we expecting to hear that Rex Huerman will be accused in other murders at Gilgo? Because I believe prosecutors have said that they don't necessarily think it was the work of one person.
So we don't know the answer to that yet. We know that they are continuing to investigate. There are the remains of at least 10 people, and they have charged on four of those victims. He's charged with four of the murders. So I think what you're seeing is a slow rollout of the evidence that they're finding. And, you know, this evidence is old by our current standards. And so they're looking literally for every piece of hair, every piece of fiber, to see if they can link him, Rex Huerman, to any of the other murders. So I do believe that the investigation continues. I think it's very possible that we will hear more. And you need justice for the rest of them as well. You can't just have justice for some and not all.
Right. Back to the pizza box. That was among the more, I guess, attention headline grabbing pieces of evidence in your work in focusing on these murders. What other evidence would you say prosecutors have in their arsenal in the case against the suspect, Rex Huerman?
Because of the long gap from the time that the women were murdered until the arrest and the current investigation, there is a lot of digital forensic evidence. In fact, when the fourth charge was brought against Rex Huerman, the authorities released some information about other evidence that they had collected from a storage locker. It included more burner phones, the content on some of those phones and other devices that he had. And so they're talking about hundreds of contacts that he had with women over these last few years before he was arrested. So there is so much more to go through. And right now in our current world of investigation, that digital forensic technology, that's like a gold standard with the DNA testing.
Yeah. And back to something you touched on at the beginning of our conversation, the wife. And part of the fascination in this case is, imagine if that was my husband. I didn't know he had this secret life, right? I mean, that must be something your listeners really are fascinated by.
Absolutely. Everyone's asking, how is it possible that she didn't know? And then I would say to them, okay, how many of us have been cheated on and didn't know? This is a whole other level, but the police have been really clear about it. She and the children were away when these murders occurred. What I think is really disturbing is even, so this is your family, right? This is your family. These are the headlines. This is your house has been turned upside down. Okay, now pieces of your DNA, your hairs, your children's hair is turning up on the victims' bodies. So you are like pulled into this investigation. No matter how much you want to distance yourself from it, something that belongs to you is now at a horrific crime scene. It just does not end with this
right.
case.
Just because they lived in the same house, right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, man, I could talk about this forever. Anna Garcia, I have something new to listen to in my car now. The host of Odyssey's True Crime Daily, the podcast. A plug before you go?
Absolutely. Thank you. It drops every Friday, and we cover two cases a week, some high profile, some under the radar, and we have a really vibrant group on YouTube. We've got 5 million subscribers, and everybody loves podcast. Yeah.
Amazing numbers. Yeah. Well, it sounds great. We thank you so much. Anna Garcia, thanks.
Thank you.